The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt. I'm joined once again by Hardy, who's here to talk about International Men's Open Day, which is happening at Victory at the Community Centre on Saturday, the 22nd of November. Feels scary to say that because it's only a week away. Kia ora, Hardy. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How are things going in the lead up to the event so far?
Oh, really good, really good. We've got a full program and we haven't run out of money yet. And so, yeah, it's all good. I'm very nervous, but that's to be expected.
Okay. Now, this is your fourth year at it, though.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we've got a little bit of experience.
Okay. But the nerves don't go away.
No.
All right. Now, you've got a bunch of things happening at the Men's Open Day. It's a free event, which is fantastic, but there's all sorts of things from serious discussions and getting your teeth into topics, but there's some more relaxed events as well.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what we're trying to do. International Men's Day to us means celebrating being men, being in men's groups. I should mention that this event is organized by men's groups. And also not shying away from issues that we're facing. So we've got panel talks on separation, on dating. We've got, on the other hand, we've got drumming and conscious dancing. We've got something about anger management, suicide prevention. So we cover all of it. And in amongst all that, lunch and coffee, you know, so it'll be relaxed and people are going to talk to each other because that's what we want.
It is such a good event. And we caught up with Danyon, one of the speakers, the other day. And if you haven't heard that, the audio is available on the Fresh FM website under a community conversation. So just look for International Men's Open Day or Danyon and you can catch up with his talk. But one of the things you've talked about is panel discussions.
Yes.
And Sarah from Clean Break is here to join us. So there's obviously a panel discussion you mentioned about breaking up.
Yes. I mean, the angle is breaking up better. In the men's groups, we constantly get guys that are breaking up and they're confused and some people get very angry and we see them getting bogged down in the system. And we wanted to have a panel talk with various participants that are going to enlighten them from the different angles. Like we'll have one guy that's going to talk about a bad experience, one about a clean breakup, another one, a psychologist, a courts process person that will talk about how the court works, and of course, Sarah, who's here with us, who's a lawyer.
Okay, so Sarah, welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
Great
nice to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. Now, you did pop in the other day for a new legal show that's starting on Fresh, which was great. So welcome back to the studio. Clean Break.
My business, my baby, yeah.
All right. Tell us just a little bit, just a little bit about Clean Break, and then we'll talk about what's happening.
Yeah, it's not too much of a pitch, but Clean Break is Nelson's first specialist relationship property law firm. So we help people who are separating or entering into new relationships sort out their finances.
Okay, now, people heading into new relationships. This is one of the interesting things, because a lot of people, when they break up, everything changes very, very quickly. And you go from being part of a team and expressing undying love for someone, and that can turn very, very quickly into a very bad situation. So do you think you need to do some prep in the early days when it's all heady and you're in love and feeling like this is going to go on forever?
I think when those conversations are done well early on, then that is actually a real strength. And then the chances, one, of a separation, I think, are quite low. But two, if the separation does happen, there's some ground rules in place. So everybody kind of knows what is expected from them and nobody's just trying to make it up on the spot while they're grieving, feeling out of control, everything else like that.
Yeah, that is a very good point, because when the emotions get superheated, rational thought can often go out the window, I think, and people end up making crazy decisions. So you're part of the Breaking Up Well panel. Hardy, the Breaking Up Well panel, what are you hoping to achieve?
Oh, just clarity to start with. You know, for example, we're running a dad's group, and we thought it was all going to be about babies and being overworked and stuff like that. And half the guys are talking about this, but the other half are in the middle of breaking up, custody battles, all sorts of things. Three guys, I couldn't believe it, with protection orders. So, and I'm listening to the stories and I'm thinking, they walked into this without any knowledge, just with confusion and possibly anger.
Mm.
So we want to clarify a few things, you know, and just so that people know what's how these things work, and are there tools that you can use to not get bogged down.
Okay. Now, you just mentioned something there, a protection order. Now, I know some people over the last few years who have gone through breakups, and protection orders have been mentioned in this. Sarah, what's a protection order?
So it's slightly outside my area because it isn't property, but I do know what they are, so I will share my knowledge with you. So protection orders are basically like a restraining order. So they can stop somebody from contacting somebody else or visiting them or harassing them or going anywhere near them, basically. And if they do that, then that is a criminal offence.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like a thing that's put in place, obviously, to protect people. I do know that I've got to be careful with the language, but can be weaponized slightly, as a lot of things can through this, out of anger. Your proposal is to try and avoid all this by coming in with clear ideas so that if things go sour, you can go, whoa, hang on.
Yeah, I mean, the protection orders are all about safety, so it's slightly different from kind of prenups, because no prenup would really be about safety, it would just more be about money.
Sure.
But I guess what I'm always hoping with separations is that protection orders are never necessary. Yeah. Part of the behaviours that lead to protection orders being granted is a lot of anger, yeah, which actually comes from a lot of hurt, a lot of overwhelm, a lot of stuff that sits actually behind that anger, and it just presents itself as anger and all these other behaviours, right? But every relationship is different, and safety is a really complex thing to do. And so I think protection orders aren't a good thing or a bad thing. They are just a thing. I think sometimes the threat of them is weaponized, but the court is pretty careful. In order to grant a protection order, there needs to be some sort of evidence. So I can't talk about any individual case.
Brilliant. No, cool. All right. So if some young people or older people who have fallen madly in love start to think a little bit about the future, what would your advice be if they're thinking, right, we're maybe going to buy a house together, we're going to combine our resources and move forward in a couple? Do you have some early advice at that point?
Yeah. So talking kind of generally here, if it's a very young couple and it's their first relationship and they're just starting their life, you know, they're 20 years old, then actually the legislation that we've got isn't half bad for them. What gets a bit more complicated is when people don't have 1970s type relationships, right? We come into it, we've got a bit of baggage, we've got a bit of money, we've maybe got a few kids, and we're trying to blend our lives. And at that point, it's really important to get some legal advice, because there can be some thorny fish hooks that you don't quite understand and catches people by surprise.
What would you say then if one person in a relationship is maybe thinking, I need some protection going forward, I've already had a breakup that was challenging, we'll use the word challenging, I want to bring my new partner on board with some of these protections, would you say that they should talk straight off the bat to someone like yourself, or is there some advice you would give about trying to get this to move forward with another partner?
Yeah, I think in early relationships, it's always a bit of a dance, right? Because you're trying to get to know them, you're kind of trying to convince them that you're this really cool person, and you don't really want to throw like, oh, I want to protect all of my money from you, you gold digger kind of vibes out there, right? So we've got to be a little bit careful. But it is generally a good idea to talk about your past experiences and to talk about why you're thinking about prenup in the early stages with your partner and kind of see what their vibe is. And then usually before you move in together, that's a really good idea to stop, take some legal advice, and then you can make some decisions on an informed basis.
So can I ask, what can you protect with a prenup?
You can contract out of all of the legislation in terms of the property matters. So
is this property that you already own, or also a property that you're going to acquire during the relationship?
So you can contract out and classify what will be considered as shared property in your relationship, and you can classify what will be considered separate property in your relationship. And trying to, I guess, figure out what we're going to classify as what is quite a particular conversation that really needs legal advice in order to get into the nitty-gritty of every sure. particular situation. But you can, for example, say that I'm expecting to receive an inheritance in 10 years, I'm planning on using that to pay down the mortgage, and I want to be able to claw that back if anything was to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a timeline on all this? You know, I'm hearing that you have to do it within the first 2 or 3 years of a relationship. Is that correct?
So claims can be made under the legislation once a couple have been in a de facto relationship for 3 years.
Right.
What is de facto is a matter of
sure.
specifics. but when people have children, actually claims can be made before the 3 year mark. So generally I recommend before anybody moves in together, and that includes, you know, we live in two different houses, but we basically spend every night together. You know, that's essentially living together just in two different rooms, or somebody makes a substantial contribution to somebody else. So say, you know, when we were dating, he built a deck for me, so that would be pretty substantial. So that would probably include that.
So what happens if you don't have a prenup?
Then the standard rules apply.
And they are?
They are a very long conversation, but basically it's 50-50 equal sharing
right.
of everything built up during the relationship, with some exceptions.
Okay, so no, you know, just devil's advocate here. A guy breaks up and he's all angry and so on, and because I've heard these stories, you know, and he goes, she's not going to get a cent out of me, and he hasn't got a prenup, and he thinks he's going to take this to the courts. What would you say about that?
So the court can make orders under legislation, but the legislation presumes a 50-50 split.
Right.
And there are some exceptions, but they are quite limited.
Okay, so his chances of actually getting it all are limited.
I would encourage him to go talk to a lawyer.
Right.
yeah. Things won't always go down this path, though. I think you did reference there are people who do it well. Is that, do you think, the exception to the rule, or do you think most people are able to navigate?
Most people are able to navigate their separation really well. So that is the majority of the population. It is a very small number that end up in court. And most even, you know, most people are actually able to sort it out around a kitchen table, it feels, especially when there's a simple separation. It's just they've got a family house together, they've got some KiwiSavers, they've got some cars, and that type of situation, people are often able to sort it out themselves. And just come to lawyers to formalise the process, saving them a whole bunch of money, which is obviously really important when you're going from two households to one. Having a whole bunch of legal bills doesn't help that.
And how does mediation come into this?
So mediation is considered a way to resolve disputes. So one of the big problems or issues that we need to be sorted out after a separation is what's going to happen with the kids, right? And before you can apply to the court for orders relating to children's care, the court requires you, unless there's some safety or urgency applies, the court will generally require you to apply for a mediation. It's a funded mediation service. And you go through and you try to work out what arrangements you're going to have for the kids, what is best for your children, and what can the two of you do. And that can be a strange process because you're talking with, you know, your ex, there's a mediator in the room, and there's usually also somebody there who's speaking for your children as well, so they've got an independent voice. And so that's there in order to try to figure out a way that works best for your family, because mediation can be a lot more flexible and fluid than what court orders can be.
Right. I guess, too, if you've gone in and you've taken on the service of someone like yourself to sort of prep a lot of this stuff, if kids then become involved later down the track, this must give a good foundation, though, maybe to... I'm just thinking, surely it's a benefit to have thought about this in advance and to laid some foundations down so that if you do break up and kids are involved, at least you've got, I guess, a prior point to start from, maybe, where it does make the process slightly easier, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I don't work in the childcare space, so it's a slightly different conversation. But the part of the reason why I don't work in the childcare space is so many families that I help actually can sort it out. And some need mediation, but very few of the families that I help actually end up needing to sort childcare in court.
That's interesting.
So there is a big spectrum, yeah. Right? And sometimes I think we hear the extremes, the people going through these really long, hard court battles, because they're going through such a hard time and it's taken up so much. It's taken up years of their life. But actually, the majority of people don't go through that. It is an easier process for a lot of people.
So is this quite rewarding? Do you enjoy this space?
It's so weird, but I honestly love my job. I think what's so cool about it is people come to me right at the, you know, usually right at the start of the separation, or, you know, when they're thinking about it, or, you know, it's just happened, or it's been sitting over them for like 2 years sometimes and they just need to get things resolved. And they just feel a bit down and depressed, and it's just really hard for them in their life. It's quite difficult for them at that moment. But then we go from that position to, by the time we've finished our time working together, and they're feeling really optimistic about their life. And just being able to walk that journey with somebody as they kind of feel more empowered, feel more independent, can see actually a future outside of this relationship that's not dark and gloomy and the worst thing in the world, but actually something they can look forward to. It's a real privilege to be part of the...
So are you able to represent both parties?
Unfortunately not, no. Right. Just one person.
Right.
And so you would be, I guess, in that position where you're representing someone, would you be recommending that the other half of the equation also find someone like yourself to help?
When there's two good lawyers on either side, generally things go a lot easier. It is tricky as well with... trying to find a lawyer sometimes. There is a shortage of family lawyers working in the space and everybody's really busy. So that's just something, I guess, to bear in mind of. I think we could do a lot more with resourcing. But it's hard because you've got to get these kids to go through university and then you've got to encourage them to try to move to Nelson, right? But in Nelson, there is a bit of a shortage of family lawyers. That being said, there are still lawyers like me who are out there and able to help. It's just sometimes a matter of calling around to see who's got availability. But I really recommend that you ask for recommendations from friends and family.
Yeah. All right. And there is some sort of financial assistance available often?
Sometimes there's legal aid available. So that's a loan from the government when it comes to property stuff sometimes it's free for safety stuff, and I'm not sure what happens quite with childcare stuff. But legal aid is only really available to those with extremely limited incomes.
Sure.
A lot of people, you know, who might be working full-time on the minimum wage might not be eligible for it, especially if they don't have many kids. So it does depend on your income and the number of kids in your care.
Okay. And are both people, say both parents or both people in the separation able, if they qualify, able to get legal aid, or is it only available to one party?
Both people can get legal aid. Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Hardy, anything you can think of that you'd like to just ask Sarah before we wrap this one up?
I don't want to go too deep because we want to leave some open ends for the panel talk, you know.
Can't give it all away.
I think people should come and listen to it on the 22nd.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today in the Nelson studio of Fresh FM to talk about a little bit about breaking up. You work in this space and your company is called Clean Break.
That's it. And thank you so much for having me. It's been a really fun morning.
No problem. So Hardy, once again, International Men's Open Day in Nelson. Where, when, a little bit about it. How much does it cost?
Right. 22nd of November at Victory Community Centre from 11 o'clock. It's a men's event and it will cover all aspects of what it means to be a man, from very serious to a lot of fun. There will be an opportunity to find out how men's groups work, because the event is run by men's groups, probably about 10 groups behind it. And it starts at 11 o'clock with a conscious dance, if that's your thing. And then there will be lunch, and after lunch we'll get a bit more serious.
Okay, cool. Now, what's the cost on this event?
Well, you know, you've haggled me down to nothing, have you?
So it's an absolutely free event, Hardy. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's right. And we don't cost much either. You know, we've got a very small budget, but because everyone works for nothing, no All problem.
Right. And the website, again, that you can find out about men's groups in New Zealand?
Yes, you can. Nelson now runs the nationwide website for men's groups. It's called mensgroup.nz. And you will have the event on there if you go on under the menu of events. We also have got a Facebook page for the event, and you'll find that if you look for International Men's Open Day Nelson.
Hardy, Sarah, thank you so much for your time and joining us in the studio at Fresh FM.
Thank you so much.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.